No, there could be healthy offspring. Think of the royal families of Europe in centuries past. Many of them married first cousins and still had relatively healthy offspring. But inbreeding weakens the gene pool, sooner or later. So James and Marianne get together. Say they're first cousins.
Bobby frowned, glanced at Catherine.
Harris said Marianne's family died before the wedding. What about James's family? Have you ever heard talk of other relatives? Grandparents, aunts, uncles, anyone?
No. Jimmy said his parents came from small families. There was no one left alive.
So James and Marianne meet. God knows her family couldn't have been wild about the idea. But then they died. Problem solved. James and Marianne move up here. Start fresh with a new name for Marianne. New past for both of them. Have a son.
Jimmy's older brother, Catherine whispered. The one who died young.
Maybe Nathan isn't the first Gagnon male to show signs of Fanconi Bickel. Harris said James Jr. was a sickly baby. Fanconi Bickel varies in its severity,
Dr. Iorfino provided.
In a very severe case.
But Jimmy didn't have signs of any disorders, Catherine protested.
Again, inbreeding doesn't guarantee genetic disaster, Mrs. Gagnon. It just makes it more probable. A ticking time bomb,
Bobby said quietly.
Oh, my God. Poor Nathan.
And then Bobby could tell she had reached the same conclusion he had, because her eyes suddenly widened with a fresh look of horror. She turned toward him.
But if Nathan has this syndrome, if others find out that Nathan has this syndrome, then...
He nodded grimly.
Yep, this is why the judge is so determined to get custody. Whoever has Nathan has the key to unlocking the Gagnon's deepest, darkest secret, and that's something worth killing for.